Okay, so holding on Lamed Heyam Beis, two dots, four lines in the bottom, last word on the line, Omer Rebbe Yavo, Omer Rebbe Yochanan. If you recall, we had this in Maseches Pesachim way back when, okay. Kol Yisur Shabbatara Ein Hetem Yistarf L'Yisur. So when we're discussing the Shir, that person should be Taya for doing the Veira, so if you have partially Isser and partially Heter, and they come together in one total shear, you have a Kazayas, which is half Isser and half Heter. So the Isser part does not take over the Heter part. The Heter part is not mitzarev to the Isser part to say you have a shear that he should be chayiv, chutz misuri nozer. The only exception to that is by nozer. Shayam Ratara, Mishras. So the pasuk says that Kol Mishras Anavim, whatever you soak the soaks in the grapes, the grape juice, that also is also to eat. So the Torah is answering that which absorbs the Isser. That also becomes part of the Isser. So if a person would take his piece of bread, dip it in wine, and then eat it, so even though the kazayas that he's eating is based on it's bread, it's a kazayas of bread, so that is going to be that's going to be mitzarf to the issur to be chayiv. Ziri armor af or the bal takir. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Tzvi, go away or be quiet. I can't deal with it. I can't. Afsaor bebaltatira. The Torah says that there's an iser, and when you have a korban mincha, that if a person will bring the korban mincha in a, with saor, which is sourdough. We picture, so we picture yeast, and the Torah says the nisr of chametz and the nisr of saor. Saor is that's what you use to make things rise. It wasn't yeast; they didn't have the yeast which they were able to separate out. But you had yeast in dough to the point that the dough became sour. That's saor. That's called sourdough. So the Torah says there's an nisr of being makter to that on the mizbeach as part of the korban mincha. So if you have a shear of chatzizayas of saor and chatzizayas of matzah, that would be mitzarev that he was over the iser of being makter saor. Okay, versus kaman. Why would that be true? Triple yezer the dorish the word, it says the word kikol saor. So the word kol is coming to be marba. The chatzi shear as well. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is not talking about the iser of baal taktira. He's actually talking about chometz, komach metzes. We're saying that the same way he darshens the word kol over there, well, Ziri is going to darshen the word kol over here. So, more says yachal inyan chometz nami. So, if you're darshening the word kol, based on Rabbi Eliezer's phrase is the pasuk komach metzes lo sechelu. So you should say that, and Rav Lezer is actually not talking about the din of Heter Mitzarif Lister, he's talking about being Marbe, something called Chometz Nuksha, that it's this partially Chometz type of a thing. It rose only partially, it didn't go to a full Chimutz. Take that back. There's four cases. There's in the Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak in Pesachim, there are cases of chometz nuksha, which is not our conversation. Tarubas chometz. He discusses cases of tarubas chometz, which is a case of combining things, and he says when you have tarubas chometz, it's also has the iser of, which means it's chometz mixed with something else. It has the iser of chametz on it, so you should darsh the word kol over it also. The Mor says ein chanami. Okay, so the Mor says that you would darshan hetem yistarf l'iser according to Eliezer, which means not only is the teruvis For example, so the Gemara there says that to be chayiv, we know that to eat a kazayas, we have a shear of time, you can eat a kazayas in. You can eat a kazayas in kadechilas pras. A person has to eat a kazayas in kadechilas pras, then it should be counted as one achila. That means, to be yotze mitzvah, we have a time frame that you have to eat your kazayas, you eat your kazayas in. That also means that to get malchus, the person has the time frame as well. So the Gemara there creates an interesting thought process. A pras was a large amount of food. It's either 3 bayim or 4 bayim. That's the size of a pras. Pras literally means a half. It's a half of a loaf. And the Gemara was discussing how large a loaf was. Either the loaf was so if a person would eat a kazayas in the time it takes an average person to eat a pras of bread, so that's the shear of a chila. What about if I make a tarubis, which actually is the size of a pras, and there's a kazayas of isser in it? So now I sit down and I eat the pras. The more said, eating a pras is not so easy to do it in the time frame, but it's talking about a case that you have some type of spices, some type of condiments, and you're sitting down. The more, so you have everything going in your favor. It takes you, I don't know, 5 minutes to eat it. If there's a kazayas of isser in there, so that's called tarubas chametz. If it's less than a kazayas of isser in there, so that's not called tarubas chametz. The more says, well, let's take it a step further. If you hold the head to be starved for the isser, I don't have to eat the whole pras, thereby getting a kazayas in the middle. I eat one kazayas worth, and the fact that there's isser and heter mixed in should be enough to be chayiv. The Gemara says, you're right, based on what we're saying right now, that we're darshing the word kol, that there's din of heter mitzarfel isser, but by the case of baal taktiru, so by chometz also, if a person would eat a case of a mixture of terubos chometz, eat one kazayas worth, which is partially isser and partially heter, you say heter mitzarfel isser, he ate a kazayas of isser, and he's chayiv. So we're saying, you're right. Okay. Ella, so why did Ze'iri pick on Sa'or as opposed to the Isser of Sa'or being Makter and Mincha on the Mizbeach? And when he says that the Hetem Mitzarfel Isser, based on the word Kol, which is Darshan by Chometz, Ze'iri should have said, Av Chometz, based on the word Kol. Like, why did he jump over there? Afukim Me'abayah. What Ziri wants to point out is I'm not relying on Abaya's opinion. Abaya has an opinion that the definition of Haktorah of the Torah doesn't depend on Kazayas. So according to Abaya, you don't need to have to meet Starf Lisser to be Chayiv, because when the Torah says don't be Makter Sa'or, the amount that the Lisser applies to doesn't need to be a Kazayas. So Zira is saying, no, I hold that Haktorah on the Mizbeach is a Kazayas. But I hold Heter Mitzarf L'Isser. So you have a Kazayas. If you have a Kazayas, half of Isser and half of Heter, so according to Baya, I don't need Heter Mitzarf L'Isser because the Shear is not a Kazayas. So I was mocked at it. I'm putting a Kazayas on the Mizbeach, but that's irrelevant, according to Baya. I don't need that amount to be Chai. If half of it is Sa'or, he's Chai for that. Zira says, no, Haktorah needs a Kazayas. So the Torah says, don't be makter, means a kazayas. But I have a kazayas. Well, it's only half iser, hetem mitzarfel iser. So that's what Ziri is coming to point out, with that by Baal Taktiru, the concept of hetem mitzarfel iser is relevant, as opposed to, by according to Baal, would not be relevant. Okay. Let's do the rush until here. That's the rush. We're holding on Lamed Hema Beis. See, I've asked you not to greet people during Shir. How many times have I asked you that? How many times? How many? A lot. Why do you learn? Kol Yisroel Shabbatara Ein Hetem Yisrael V'li Yisroel. Yimocho Chatzi Zayis Chelev V'chatzi Zayis Shuman. A person took and he ate a kazayis, but of the kazayis, half of it was prohibited fats, Chelev, and half of it was permitted fats, Shuman. So he had a kazayas, he did an act of achila, right? But it's only half iser, so he's potter. So that's not enough, but it's only half iser. So the heter part is not mitzarev to the iser part to say that he had a kazayas. chutz mi suri nosir. Therefore, shemochem chatzi zayis anovim. If he ate a half a kazayis of grapes, chatzi zayis lechem bebas achas, and he ate a half a kazayis of bread, so he ate a kazayis, half of it iser. So the loch is chayiv. The heter part is mitzarf to this part. He ate a kazayis and he's chayiv. So we're not saying you're chayiv on a half a kazayis, because it's not called a chila without a kazayis. But he had a kazayis, and in the kazayis there was iser, so he's chayiv. Shayom ratara mishras, and the pasuk says mishras anovim loy. The pasuk says mishras anovim loy yishteh. Actually, not loy yochel. Okay, now chayiv al shriyas pita b'yayin. So we understand that means if a person would soak his bread in the wine. He's chayiv. Now, if the bread absorbed the kazayis, we said before back in the Mishnah that different than by other places, by Nazir, the shear for yayin is not a revius, it's a kazayis. Okay. So if the bread absorbed the kazayis worth of wine, I don't need a pasuk. He ate a kazayis of wine, or drank a kazayis of wine. Right? So what's the pasuk telling me? If it's there's a kazayis of yayin by itself, who needs a pasuk? So therefore, it must be the pasuk is telling me that even if it's not a kazayis of wine on its own, the kazayis is only in conjunction with the bread, he's still chayiv. So that's the drush. Now let's look at the drush. So from the pasuk of Mishras Anavim alone, without any extra words, the pasuk says v'chol mishras anovim. It does say the word v'chol, but we don't need the word v'chol for our drush over here. Just the word mishras anovim itself tells me. Well, what's the pasuk telling me? You can't drink it, take a kazayis of wine which is soaked into bread. Of course you can't. It must be the pasuk is telling me the half and half. So now, so I don't need the word v'chol, like the extra rebbe of the word call, which we might be even, you know, which we do sometimes. That's not the point over here. So Rosh says, look, you're saying mishras, v'chol mishras. Okay. The pasuk says, v'chol mishras anavim. So some people had a girsa of that it could have wrote the word mishras. Since it added the extra word v'chol mishras, even had the mitzvah for this. So that's that gear. So Rosh says you don't need that because the drush is not for the extra word call. The drush is from the word, the concept of mishras itself. Okay. So you don't, you're not garbage that. But the Easter Garcilate, there are some people which have the girsa of in the Gemara of Mishras. It could have written the Mishras. He wrote the Chol Mishras. Timarba had to be start for Lisa, right? So and they learn from a farshim that Filo Rabbanan the Ladarshi call the Chol Darshi. Now, so let's understand something. By chometz, the chometz don't darsh and chomach metzah, the extra word call. So Ziri says by Baltatira because the word call like Rabbi Eliezer. So is this also like Rabbi Eliezer? Like we only introduce Rabbi Eliezer in the next stage, not in this stage. The chometz don't darsh the word call. That's true, but they darshan vichal with the vav chaf lam and they darsh. That's how this shot. These mafarshim learn in the Mishnah in the Gemara. So the Rosh Velohi, this pshat is that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Hami Pechinel Kamon will be boyle litn tam keiker. The more said later on that there's a concept called tam keiker, which means a person takes kosher meat and he cooks it together with non-kosher meat and absorbs the flavor. So you don't have the actual body substance of the non-kosher food there, you just have the flavor. Who said that's osir? Maybe the isser is eating the actual item. The fact that it has the flavor of the isser is not osir. So how do we know that? So more says we have a drush of tam ke'ikr, that the flavor has the same status as the actual substance. How do we know that it's in Tom Kaker? So the Morris says, we use Mishras for that din of Tom Kaker. So, that this opinion that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that Tetam Yitzhar for Lister, not everybody agrees to, they use the Morris is going to ask, they use it for Tom Kaker, not for this. Right? So, the Rosh, If the drasha is not from the word mishras, but from the word v'chol, so I don't get the problem. Mishras teaches me tam keker, and v'chol tells me how to be starfully yisur. Right? So tam keker would tell me if I have a kazayas worth of flavor, I'm chai. Now I'm saying I don't have a kazayas worth of flavor. I only have half a kazayas. Well, what, let the hetter be starved to it. Oh, that's a separate drasha. That's the next step in drashas. So the more I ask the kasha later on, how can you use mishras for hetter be starved for this? I need it for tam keker. Because at the Rosh, according to this Girsa, that the Drosh is not from the word Mishra, it's the word from the V'chol, there's no Kasha. Mishra teaches me, the word Mishra teaches me Tom Kaker. And V'chol teaches me Hetami Tharvli Yisr. So what's, so you see from the Morris question later on, that the Morris is not the Arshim from the word V'chol.
What you say then, Sir Gilbert?
Come on, V'mi Boy Leilat Lithin Tom Kaker. V'misa, if the Girsa over here is from the word V'chol, Ema, let the Gemara answer time of the dimi v'chol, that you're dashing from mishras. I'm talking about the word v'chol. We're talking about two different things. What are you asking me? Elamash the mishras mapik le v'chol lo darish. Kapresh Rashi himself. Okay. So to Rosh Vayter, I've served about the tiru. Now me hetem itzarf leisur. When the Torah says the isur of not being makter saor on the mizbeach. You can't put leavened items on the mizbeach. You say hatam mitzarfli yisur. Im hektor chatzi zayis chometz or chatzi zayis matzah imoy, a person would be makter on the mizbeach a half a kazayis of mincha the way it's supposed to be, which is matzah. All minchas have to be matzah, and but half of it already had risen and now it's chometz. Ve'enim eroven ela kolechad nikur, and it's not a taruvis. It's just We're just joining it together. They're all doing it together. So what's the halacha? Is that considered mitzarf? Well, so Ziri is saying it's mitzarf. So Mor says, come on, Rebbe Eliezer the Darsh Kol. Rebbe Eliezer Darsh is the word Kol. Per Kol Malachas, he says, Tanya, he calls Sor v'chol devashim, satir menu ein li ala kulay. I only know if the Pirish Kol HaKoymetz that the whole so and every the average mincha, not a mincha b'koyim, but the average mincha, a person, let's say the person brings the mincha made out of flour, so the koyim would take a handful and put that on his back, and the rest of it the mincha is eaten. The handful is called a koymetz. The size of a koymetz was beis eisim. I only know if you're if the whole kermitz was saor. Ainli elakula pirish kola kermitz. I only know that the Brisa says I only know if the whole kermitz is the hanabei zaysim is saor because the saor ain kermitz pachlum hanabei zaysim. So that's step number one. So that's the basic case. How do I know if the whole kermit is not so not saor, mixes minayin? How do we know if only part of the kermit is saor? Chatzi kermit zayin zayis. Time to remember that we have the word kol. So the drush over there ki kol saor v'chol devash. The word kol is marbe even if only part of the kermit is saor. Now, Iruva Minayan, and the Brisa continues, says, how do you know if it's mixed in? What do you mean, Iruva Minayan? What is that different than what we're saying right now? The shear of a kermit is tuzesim. Half of it is sore. Half of it is chot matzah. Half of it is chomes, half is matzah. So, chayim. And if it's a mixture, what's that about? So the Rosh explains, pirish chati zaysor. V'chatzis ayis matzah, tahanu hetem istarf leisur. Tamalomer ki kol. So the extra word ki is marbe that. Okay, that's the drush over there in Menachos. Zok the rush, v'hainu the kamar keman tribliezer. Well, who darshens that? That's a tribliezer sheet. The darsh kol. he darshan the word kol. Where does he darshan the word kol? Gabi, regards to the pasuk kol machatzelos achelu. The rabbis kutach abavli b'sheikh ramadi. So kutach abavli b'sheikh ramadi is beer. So you make the beer by soaking your grain. So there's partial grain in it. There's partial water in it. Kutach abavli was a dip that they would make, and the dip was made out of it was curdled milk, and it was bread, and it was salt, etc. They would let it sit together and make like a gel or whatever it is, and then use it as a dip, and they would use it as the, so that's called kutach abavli. So there's bread in it, there's also milk in it, there's also salt, there's other things in it as well. So he darshins kamametzel sakelu that kutach abavli is also also from the extra word call. The brother argue on that. Perak velo ovrit. So the chum over there argue. We keep in the darish call. The miksasai. So the yasa darshan is the word call to tell you even part of it. So, therefore, iatale ki call the rabbis eruvai that had to mitzarf liyaser. So the drush over here is actually not from the word call. It's from the word ki. But I only can darshan the word ki for hatzim mitzarf liyaser if the word call is already is been used to teach me achatzi koymets. But if I don't darshan the word call, so the key call teaches me chatzi koymets, which is a kazayas. How do I know half a kazayas? So that's only shul kardim liyazer. Yatzi key call the rabbis in ruba dahanu hatzim mitzarf liyaser avul rabbana. Those are she call. They don't darshan the word call. It's a key call the rabbis miksasai to tell me if it's half, if it's a kazayas of chometz and a kazayas of half of the chometz is chometz and half of the chometz is matz. I mean, it's a kazayas of chometz. That's what we dash from kikol, and they don't know how to mitzarf liyaser. Mitzarf liyaser lo shemin aminet. So more sihachi, then you chometz a pesach nami. The Rabbi Eliezer had to mitzarf liyaser the sibay kikol achomav matzis. It says, no, which is actually a different pasuk. There is a pasuk ki kol ochem of metzes. Enochanami. Alafukim erabai damer yeshak tar lepachus mikazayis. Ziri's point over here is to tell me not like Abaya. Now, Abaya learns that the Rosh, Mefarish Bryce of Perkol Malach is Hachi. Abaya learns up that Bryce over there differently. And the Elokuloi. So we darshan Kula means the whole Kaimit, which is Tukazais. How do I know part of it? Which means one Kazayas of Chum and one Kazayas of Matzah. That's the first Rosh, the word call. How do we know it had to start for this? Even a Chatzizayas of Chum. Kiko. Abaye learns the Brisa differently. He learns like this. The Ainli Alakuloi, which means Kazayas. The Shilal Abaye, Yeshak Torah, Pachos Mi Bei Zaysin. So even if less than a full Kaimitz, it's still called Akhtar. So we never needed a Kaimitz to start with, to be Chayat. That's not, in other words, the Chalmans, the serious point was the automatic assumption was we set out with a Kaimitz, which is two Kazayas. Now we have to be even a Kazayas of each. We have to be even less than that. That's two steps. According to Baya, you never needed a Kaimitz to start with. You never needed two Kazayas to start with. The starting point, the assumption was a Kazayas. Okay. Yes, a Torah b'pachos mibeis esim miksos minayin. So the next step of the derisa says even part of that, that's a chatzizayis. Pirsh chatzizayis tamla recall. Now, what's iruva dar minayin? Pirsh matzor more beheter. The sechadai tachel v'umore v'yivotol. I would think maybe it should come bottle. Tamalarmer. Now, according to Baya, even possibly because ice is kai. So I don't need the heter mitzarif liyaser. So what's the issue? The issue is bittul. Maybe I should argue it's mixed in. It becomes bottle. So it's not called active haktorah at all. That I need the drosh of ki kol, the tummy is not bought. But I don't need the het to mistarif to it because I don't need a kazayas. Pirish ma'atzor morbe het to zol. That I would have thought hol more of it since it's mixed in yibotel tamalar me ki kol. L'day according to Baya l'shaych l'meimer misar het to misar tsar tsirif. No, I'm sorry. Het to misar liyisur. Do ain't tsar tsirif. The fibach nukazayis mechayim. According to Baya, I don't need it combined. Because according to Baya, even less than kazayis is a haktorah on its own. The only issue is it shouldn't become bottle on the other thing. I don't need another part to become part to join it as long as it doesn't mess it up. Okay. But evil and the mint could soar the fukim in abaya. So the truth is, we really could have said that the first phrase soar, which you assume this took as asim. Abaya says it's already kazayis. So each step is different. So the drush already changes, not from the word call. When Ziri said, Avsor Baltatiru, the main point of Ziri wasn't really the Sar Baltatiru, this was Sar was not like Abaya. It's the more common sense. In terms of Abaya, the Darish call the Sar, the Pachas Mikazayis. So why don't we learn the same way we darshan the word call by Sa'or to tell me that even half a kazayis is chay? So darshan call machmet says even half a kazayis is chay. So Ba'ai says, one second. Now, this post talking about haktorah, putting something on his back. Why should I assume a kazayis? So I understand that you might assume that shurim in the Torah kazayis. Kol tells me half a kazayis. Over there it says don't eat. Eating is a kazayis. So I'm not going to darshan kol means even half a kazayis. Okay. Something more. Yosef Rav Dimi, Mekamel Ola Hashmaita. So Rav Dimi was saying over this statement that Rav Yochanan said that had to be tzar for the Yisrael. Esay Abaya. So Abaya asked the question. This is a Mishnah, if I recall correctly, it's a Mishnah in Trumas. No, it's a Mishnah in Tulya. It's a Mishnah in Tulya. Okay, Hamikvah Shal Truma. So you make a porridge made out of truma. It wasn't like a sweet porridge. It was a truma v'ashum v'ashem and shachul, and it was made with the you would cook up the grain, and there was also garlic in it. There was also oil in it, and the grain was truma, but the shum and the shemen were from chulin. So now the halacha is that it's full yom. Basic hilvus tumah. So there's something called an avatumah. An avatumah has its own power of being matama something. The Torah describes an avatumah as an avela, a dead animal, a dead sheretz, etc. So those touch a person. An avatumah can be matama people. Yisrael, the rice, kalim, food, a drink. Now, so the person touches an avela, he's called the rishon l'tumah. He's not an avi, he's a tolda. He's a derivative. From this primary source of tumah, there's now something secondary. That's called a tolda. But see, he's a rishon. He's the first stage. So a rishon, now he turns around, he touches the keli. The keli is not tummy. The keli cannot be makabel tumah from a rishon, only from an av. Touches food. Food becomes tummy. The food can accept tumah from a rishon, not even from a non-primary source. The person who became tummy from a primary source, or a keli which became tummy from a primary source, will be matama food or drink. They're called a sheni. Now that food or drink touches other food or drink. It's not going to be matama Adam or Caleb. It touches food or drink, nothing happens. However, if it touches Truma, the Truma becomes Tumma. Truma can accept Tumma from a Shana. But Kulan cannot become Tumma from a Shana. So if I touch something which is chulin, if I have a sheni, and it touches food which is chulin, nothing happens. That food remains tor. Truma can become, and that the truma comes a shlishi. So it got its truma from a sheni. It's a shlishi. Now that shlishi of truma touches something else, nothing happens. Even truma, if it touches hektish, hektish can become a truma from a shlishi. So when the person there's an avela, person touches an avela, turns around and touches some chulin wine. So the avela is an av, he's a rishon, the wine is a sheni. That wine touches, which is tamei sheni, touches some truma bread. That truma is a shlishi. That truma bread touches some hektish wine. That wine becomes revi. Now that wine touches hektish bread, nothing happens. Hektish can't become a chamishi. The only exception is by paraduma. When you're dealing with paraduma, if something is being used in the process of making the paraduma, the kelim used in the process of paraduma can become a chamishi and a shishi and a shvi, etc., etc., etc. Okay. But everything else does, it stops there. Okay, now next step. A person became tamei. So he goes to the mikvah. So once he goes to the mikvah, his tumah is downgraded. Not totally. So a person who's tamei creates tumah by touching things. He's not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat hektish, kachim. Okay, and so, but Meister Sheni, the person told me can't eat Meister Sheni. The person went to the mikvah, can eat Meister Sheni immediately. He's called a tful yom. He went to the mikvah this day. Once the day ends, the sun goes down, the day ends, he can eat truma. My tful yom over here touches chulin. He was a rishon. He touched the veil. The rishon goes to the mikvah, he touches chulin, nothing happens. But if he touches truma, the truma becomes tamei. So now we're mesechta's tuyan, and we have this food over here, which is partially chulin and partially truma. And a tuyan touches it. So what happens? So mikvah shel truma v'shuma shemen shel chulin. The porridge itself, the grain which you're making your porridge out of, is truma. But the pieces of garlic, and you have cloves of garlic in there, and you have oil, which is chulin. Menaga tuyam b'miksasim. The tuyam touched part of it. Okay. So even if he actually touched the clove of garlic or a layer of oil on top, the whole thing comes to me. He said, one second, excuse me, sir. You're tuyam. The shaman is chulin. Chulin doesn't accept tumah from a tuyam. So nothing happened. No, since the primary food over here is the porridge, so the shuman and the shemen are there to give flavor to the porridge. So they become as if they're part of the porridge, and the porridge is tumah, except tumah from tuyam. So him touching anywhere in the mixture makes the whole thing tumah. Led to the opposite, mikvah shel chulin, v'shuma shemen shel truma. The porridge was chulin, and the garlic was truma, or the oil was truma. Menaga tuyam b'miksasim. The tuyam touched the place where there is a piece of garlic. So the lach is lepos elamokim ago. So the whole thing doesn't come tamei because it's not truma. But the spot where he touched, which is truma, becomes tamei. One more point. Now we're using the word pasul here, not the word tamei. Somewhere it says, why do we use the word pasul, not the word tamei? Whenever you use the word tamei, tamei conjures in our mind, not only is it tamei, it's tuma, which makes things tamei. It's tuyam, makes this usher to eat. You can't eat truma, which is tome, so it's puzzle, but it doesn't generate any of the tumor. So the item itself doesn't have the power to make anything else tome. So therefore, even though it became tome, it's not tome in the sense it makes tumor. So we use the word puzzle. Okay. So that's the Mishnah in Tulya. But we ask on this Mishnah. So the Mor is still talking. That Abai is talking. Listen, this is the Mishnah. We've discussed this Mishnah before with the following question, the following answer, and then I have a problem over here. So we're not going to get to the question over here until we address a more basic question on the Mishnah. But we asked on that Mishnah already. Makom ago, my apostle, why? Why is the place where he touched it become possible? Why don't you say that the shum and the shemen are batel to the chulin? And if they're batel to the chulin, they're not shum anymore. If they're not shum anymore, so why should they be mekabel tumah from a tzuyar? That's the question which we asked. Okay. V'amar Rabba Bar Berchana, Amar Berchana. See, here's Rabbi Berchana talking again. This is not Rabbi Vo, Amar Berchana, but Rabba Bar Berchana, Amar Berchana. Matam, ho v'zar loyko leo b'kizayis. Okay. So there's an issur for non-kayan azor to eat truma. So over here, if a non-kayan would eat this mixture, and he eats a kezias of the truma in the mixture, he's kayan, which means that we don't say that the truma is bottled to the chulin. The truma doesn't take over the chulin because the truma is not the main thing. But the truma which is there remains truma. So if a non-kayan would eat a kezias worth of the truma, he's going to be kayan. Well, therefore there's a lach of truma on it also. Now, the question is, do we mean a kezias of the truma, or do we mean a kezias of the mixture, even though it's only partially truma? So the Mor is assuming that let's suggest it means a kezias of the mixture, which is only partially truma. My time is, so why is he getting malchus on a kezias? It's only partially truma. Lav nishum, isn't it because the hetem istarif liyisr? And you said that Rabbi Yochanan said kol shum shabatara ain't hetem istarif liyisr. And here we have by truma, which is no special drasha, you say hetem istarif liyisr. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Vo's what Rabbi Vo said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan doesn't fit with what we have over here. Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here, that's a biased question to Rav Dibni. So Rav Dibni answered back, lo, that's not pshat in the brisa. The brisa doesn't mean that he ate a kezias of everything together only partially truma. It meant my kezias wasn't kezias, the ikar kezias dechilas pras. That the majority is not truma. The majority is chulin. But if there's a kezias worth of truma in a measure of, let's say, 4 kebayim, kapras is 4 kebayim. If 4 kebayim is worth of food over here, there's a kezias in there, and he eats the 4 kebayim, he's chai for the kezias that he ate. So it's not that the heter is mitarfli iser, but it's that the iser remains significant in the mixture, and when he eats a kezias worth of iser within the time frame of eating a pras, by eating a pras, so he's going to be chai. So Bias is back. Bachilas pras deraisahi. Is that true that a person who eats a pras, even though it doesn't eat a distinct, independent, separate kezias, but rather eats a kezias in a mixture of four bayim?
If he eats enough of it, he gets a gazayas.
So is that chayiv? Yes. Okay. So says Abai says Ihachi, am I pleading Rabbanu Leiter Bliyazer Kutuch Babli? So what's wrong with why? What, if that's true, so Kutuch Babli said the same thing. You have your Kutuch Babli. There's a kazayis of chametz in Kriyach was process of the Kutuch Babli, and he should be chayiv. So why the Rabbanu argue? Where's the argument? Elamai, what do you see? That Abai says, Abai is assuming in this thought process that you're wrong. That the Isra of the Torah is eating a kazayas. But you have a time frame, whatever the time frame is. But if you're eating a mixture in something else, which it's the meat, it's bottle, and you don't say, well, there's a kazayas, there's a kazayas. You say, well, excuse me, there's a pras over here of non kazayas, and the main achil is not the Isra. That's Abai's argument. He says, no. So Redeemer says back, Armalei Hanach Lakutra Bavli. Leave that alone. That's a different issue. Why? The leka kazayis with achilas pras. Because it's a dip. You don't eat a pras worth of a dip.
No one even drinks it. Eats a dip.
More so like this. Either kasarflay, misrif, if he would drink it down, swallow it down, baladaitin zikolodim, that's not called achila. Right? That's not the normal action of achila. That's not what the term meant by achila, because that's weird. So that's called baladaitin. What he's done is not normal. The key is for eating it in a normal way. Elamai what? E mister kashoter. If you just do it as a dip, even though in the mixture, in measurements, there's one kazayis for four kebayim, that's beautiful, but you never eat it like that. If you eat it as a dip, in the time it takes to eat a pras, normal pras, you don't get a kazayis for the chametz. If you take the whole thing down once, in the time frame of a kazayis pras, you're weird. So that's why they're running argue. Okay, let's leave it here. Okay. Jonathan, have a good day.